Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Heirich of VoIP Supply, and thank you for joining another episode of SIP Chats. We're super excited today. We do have Greg Garrett from 3CX, all the way from the headquarters in Cyprus. Greg, how's it going?
Oh, it's perfect. Thanks for having me here, Brian. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And I know you're super busy, so we appreciate you taking the time out of your evening, I believe, out there.
Good evening here.
Cool. Would you mind telling us a bit about yourself and your role with 3CX?
Sure. Well, nice to meet everyone. My name is Greg Garrett. I'm the head of sales for 3CX North America. I've been with the company a little over 6 years now, managing Middle East, Africa, Asia. And they wanted someone here in our headquarters in Nicosia, Cyprus, to help take over the U.S. market and, you know, kind of breach that gap because it is a long way from home. Our office is in Tampa. And so we're back and forth. Me and some of my team members come back pretty frequently and maintain the office there and help with our partners and disties and solution providers, providing a little extra guidance. And we provide that directly from headquarters most of the time.
That's awesome. Thank you for the introduction. Greg, I know that there's been a lot going on with 3CX lately. A lot of new updates as well. Can you touch on that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been quite busy this year. We kind of hit the ground running in 2023. Early February, we released update 6, which quite honestly was a very, very robust update. It could have even been a new edition of our software, but we chose to call it an update. Some of the big takeaways there, update 6, we rolled out SBC capable phones that we've now integrated with Fanville and with Yealink in particular in update 6. Update 7, we introduced the Snom 800 series as well. And what these phones have effectively done is taken the 3CX SBC and integrated it into the firmware of those phones. So that way, anytime you're in a cloud environment and you need provisioning, you're going to basically go through that SBC that's built into what we refer to as a router phone. And so right now, due to the architecture of those phones and the capabilities, we recommend, say, one phone, one router phone per 10 additional phones connected to it. So it's made for your smaller shops. That way you don't have to maintain a Raspberry Pi or a Nook or some other type of extra device. You just connect directly via your phone and all that traffic is routed directly through that router phone to all the other extensions you've got configured. So really making that cloud deployment super, super simple and easy to use. So that was really kind of the big ticket item. There's been a lot of other things that we've done there. Update 6 also saw us changing our group rights and group roles and how that works. So you can set, say, individual groups to have out of office hours that are different or independent from the global settings. We also saw where you could take and configure individual role rights, and we added a couple additional roles, again, making that more granular, and you could really drill down to specific kind of user roles that that particular group may need. So trying to add a lot of additional functionality, and there's obviously a lot of background that goes into that. I'm oversimplifying it, but a lot of the features that people have been asking for in our forums or directly with our account managers, we've really done our best to implement as many of those as possible. So one other thing that we saw in update 7 that rolled out about a month later is we saw the RPS mass provisioning. So enable people to mass provision phones, making that very, very simple and easy to use. So a lot of great things that we've packed into the last couple of updates. We've obviously added some SIP trunk providers globally, as well as locally in the US and Canada as well, and a lot more great things planned. Now, one of the things that you may have noticed, we did have a security breach that was announced a few weeks ago, and 3CX went in and very, very quickly, very transparently addressed the issue. We've provided a lot of updates via our blog, emails, phone calls, et cetera, trying to address that, what it affected, and how to respond. So one of the things that we did do is right away, we went and we hired Mandiant. which is a subsidiary of Google. And they are one of the, if not the leading cybersecurity firm globally. And so they came alongside our team, like literally from day one or day two, providing that guidance, trying to assess what that security breach looked like and the way forward. So thankfully for us, it did not affect the core PBX. It only affected our Electron-based apps for Windows or for Mac, which quite honestly, a lot of customers weren't using those. And we have a lot of other options. It's not like that was a limiting factor for functionality. We actually have a PWA-based interface, as well as our standard web client or IP phone. You know, there's a lot of ways to interface with 3CX. None of those other methodologies were affected, just the Electron-based app. And so what we did is we basically have tried to beef up our PWA app, which, again, has brought a lot of the same functionality. There's only a couple of differences, but 95% of the functionality of the Electron-based apps is in that PWA app. So we've tried to push people in that direction. We have just released an updated version. It's now been signed off on by Mandiant, and it's now available. People can go and begin using it right away. So we really tried to take that very transparently, address it. We've answered many, many questions, as you can imagine. Our phones have been ringing off the hook. Security is a big issue. It always has been for 3CX and something we take quite seriously. And so in the past 17 years, it's the first time we've ever had any type of breach like this. And, you know, I wouldn't say it always catches you off guard, even when you're prepared. And so for us, you know, it was all hands on deck. We've had a lot of sleepless nights with our R&D team, Q&A team, as you can imagine. But we feel like we've kind of gotten in front of this, and now we're really waiting on Mandiant to produce kind of the final report, kind of showing, you know, full disclosure, here's what's happened, here's the response, et cetera, here's the game plan forward. So one of the things that we've done is we've just announced recently, I think less than a week ago, update 7A. We put a blog post out about it, talking about how we're really beefing up security. Security, as I said, has always been paramount, and now even more so. We're doing our best to continue in our legacy of having a very, very secure product and build on it. You know, that is obviously paramount for all of our customers globally. And we're going to make sure that with Mandiant's help and with our team driving together, that we will come out bigger, better, stronger, and certainly more secure.
For sure. I definitely think that it does speak volumes that 3CX would bring on a partner like Mandiant as well to further establish your commitment to security also. Do you guys have any estimate as to when Mandiant will have that reporting available? I know 3CX has been super transparent about everything that's been going on.
Sure. Well, we did release about a week ago some preliminary findings, kind of talking through a little bit from a technical standpoint, what it looked like. But as far as full report, they haven't given us a timeline at this point. Sure. I will say one thing about them. They are extremely thorough, and we want to make sure that when we do go public with the official report, everything's there. We've dotted every I, crossed every T, because the last thing we want to do is there to be something else that's open or something else that was not addressed. So they are going to go through things time and time again, making sure that everything is safe and secure before we publish anything. So as far as official findings, now we've published preliminary findings, but I'm assuming it will be in the next few weeks. But again, they haven't given us any specific timeline for that, unfortunately.
Nope. It sounds like 3CX, no pun intended, has the security situation on lock. I do want to kind of backtrack a little bit. I know, even personally, I've been getting lots of inquiries and lots of I guess questions regarding overall the SBCs being built into the phones with 3CX. That is very unique. You know, I don't know of any other offering in the industry at all that does offer that.
So, from what I understand, we are first to market with that. Okay. It was something that I believe our CEO just said, hey, we've got to find a better way. We already have our SBC software. And then he approached the vendors directly, or our team approached them on his behalf and just said, hey, guys, is this possible? And it was a very collaborative effort. Fanville, Yealink, Snome all have worked very tirelessly with our team to get things up and going and do it actually in a pretty short time span. So it is quite revolutionary in the market.
Absolutely. And I definitely know a lot of partners and end users do appreciate that offering too. And it's exciting for 3CX being first to market with something such as that too.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of first to markets, and we've definitely added this as another one. So yeah, that's part of our kind of innovative legacy as well. We're really always trying to stay on that cutting edge, which is not easy.
Right.
It takes a lot of effort, and a lot of brilliant minds strategizing together. And that's something that we take quite seriously. And quite honestly, I think we do very well at.
Absolutely. I happen to agree. Greg, do you have any other updates or anything else coming down the pipe here that you'd like to share with everyone?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing I would like to mention, and I'll jump into our update 7A, which is the security focus. And then I want to talk a little bit about what we're doing. We have published some of it, but I do want to highlight it because I think it also is revolutionary in the market, what we've done to as a kind of a loyalty bonus mm-hmm. back to our customers, back to our partners as well, to say thanks for standing with us. Tough time, and we appreciate all hands on deck. And we received literally countless numbers of partners and customers thanking us for what we've published, how transparent we've been, and the steps that we've taken to help them. So I will get to that, but I would like to talk a little bit about what we've just launched. And I think we launched this on the 11th of April. We made a little 7A update talking about our focus on security and some of the changes that we've made. Like, for example, our PWA app did not have a BLF panel. That was one of the limitations. Our CEO, Nick Galea, he went on our forums and said, hey, guys, we know it's an issue. We're going to address it. And literally within a couple of weeks, we've already got it rolled out. So I've been using it on our internal system, and it works like a dream. And it's something that we've done very, very quickly. So things of that nature that we're seeing come to market very, very quickly. We've also said that we're going to start hashing passwords, which is a way of adding some additional security encryption to the passwords. And this is specifically for your web clients. So that way, if hacked, credentials can only be used to get access, to get calling access to the PBX. User credentials cannot be elevated to log into the PBX. So someone couldn't hijack the PBX. Maybe they could make a few phone calls, but they're not going to take over the system and bring it down. So that's also a really nice advancement that we've made, and that we will see in 7A. So we've also done the removal of password and config files from the welcome email. Again, adding a bit of additional layer of security. Users go in, and before they log in, they have to set up their password first. So, and then Android, iPhone apps, as always, they got to be provisioned. Well, previously you had a config file, but now we're requiring them to use a QR code. Mm-hmm. So again, trying to push people in a secure direction, making sure there's no room for error. We really want everyone, all of our customers, to be as safe and secure as possible. So, you'll see further updates in our welcome email, how things are provisioned, how extensions are set up. We also have restricted web client access, web client, web admin access by IP. So you could already limit IP access via IP for the management console, but now you can also do this for system admins that also have access to the admin section in their web client. So again, just one more layer of security that we're throwing in there. And, we've added some decked headset integration with Snome, and a few other things that we've announced, but most of those were fairly minor, being like additional SIP trunk provider templates, things of that nature. These were kind of our big ticket items in Update 7A.
That's great. You know, it also tends to speak that 3CX is always innovating. You guys always have been, and that's really what you're known for too. So be it on the security front or the feature front with the SBCs or, you know, the provisioning that you guys are, tools that you guys are adding to, definitely keeps the market exciting, which is, we did say it's hard to do. It's hard to do, right, in our industry.
It is. That is something some of our, you think you'd never hear this comment, but I've actually heard the comment that we innovate too quickly. That's once someone gets used to a certain methodology or function, and then 3CX innovates on top of that. So they have to relearn a bit. And if that's the worst thing people can say about us, I'll take it. I think it's actually quite a high compliment. So we really do. We try our best to innovate. We have updates coming out pretty frequently that are adding to features and functions, trying to make 3CX bigger, better, faster, stronger, and do it as often as we can. We really are definitely trying to stay on that cutting edge.
Absolutely. I happen to agree with that. And, you know, we always see it in our product, and that's a very common comment that we do get from our partners as well. Yeah. Greg, do you have anything else that you'd like to leave us with today?
Yeah, the one thing I would like to leave with is what I'd mentioned earlier was about 3CX is, and I feel like, extraordinary generous offer to our partners and our customers that have stood loyally by us as we sort out this security issue. So we sent out an announcement, I believe it was on the 10th of April, saying, look, for our customers, we're going to extend all license keys, and that is all capital A-L-L, all license keys by 90 days. Wow. As a way of saying thank you. And that may not, you know, some people say, oh, well, 90 days. But you know what? If you look at that and you quantify that in terms of dollars, because we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of instances, we're talking about millions of dollars in license extensions that we gladly offer to our customers to say thank you. It is the least we could do. But we felt like, you know what? 3CX is always trying to do it bigger and better. And so we really wanted to be as generous as possible, really to say thank you loud and clear to our customers and partners. So we're offering cash back bonuses to our partners. So if a bronze or higher level partner, anything that they do in revenue in 2023, we're going to give them 15% cash back that they can use towards any future purchase with 3CX. We've also gone in with all of our partners like VoIP Supply, and we've reduced their 2023 partner targets, setting them back to the level that they were in 2022, making it easier for them to attain and or maintain their existing partner levels. We've also extended all of our 3CX four simultaneous call free keys, extended them throughout 2023, so they're good through the end of the year. So we really tried to do our best to say thanks, and it is a heartfelt thanks. We really appreciate the warm support that we've received from our partners and customers all over the world.
I think that's absolutely incredible. Like you said, there's actual money being put towards your partners as well, millions of dollars, as you said, and thanks. So I think, you know, as well as all the updates and the partnership with Mandiant, 3CX really has the partner's best interests. And you guys always kind of put your money where your mouth is in those regards too. Yeah. So absolutely impressive there. Greg, thank you for taking the time out of your day to hop on the call with us and really tell us what 3CX has been up to, how you're responding to recent events and current market trends, and what you're doing for partners as well.
Well, I really appreciate you having me. It's always a pleasure. We love partnering with VoIP Supply. You guys do a fantastic job, and we look forward to continued collaboration with you guys as well.
Absolutely. We greatly value the partnership for sure, as do our customers too. So that's all a continued circle of thanks from 3CX to the partners. I'm back from 3CX to the partners. So appreciate that. And if you like today's SIP chats, we do appreciate you guys watching. So please comment, like, subscribe, and let us know if there's ever something else you'd like to speak about. We'd love to have Greg back on the show again. So if there's something you would like him to cover, please comment, and we'd be happy to do that for you. So Greg, thanks again. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day.
No, my pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thanks a lot. All bye-bye.
Right. Take care, everyone.